Last week's gospel, we heard the parable of the Good Samaritan. Jesus told that story because he was prompted by a question from a scholar of the law. The scholar of the law wanted to know, what must he do to inherit eternal life? And the scholar of the law did answer the questions. You are to love God with one's heart and to love neighbor just as much as God loves that neighbor. And the question is left with, who is my neighbor? In the 21st century, our neighbor is anyone whom we come in contact with, anyone who needs our help, regardless of their race, creed, ethnicity, political affiliation, refugee immigrant status, sexual orientation, and gender identity. They are all in the image of God. They are our neighbor. In spite of whatever differences there are, we are to reach out to those in need. In today's gospel, we see something quite beautiful. We see hospitality being offered. But there's a little more to this story compared to last week's gospel. Last week's gospel is about taking action and doing deeds. This week's gospel is about contemplation. Contemplation meaning taking time to rest and be with Jesus. So I'll repeat myself. Last week's parable stressed the importance of action. Today's gospel stresses the importance of contemplation. Jesus enters Mary and Martha's home in Bethany. Jesus is well known to Mary and Martha and their brother Lazarus. You know, that story isn't told in the Holy Gospel according to John. But he's among people who know him and love him. Martha starts taking care of Jesus by serving the food, putting things together. And she becomes a little annoyed as Sister Mary, who is keeping company with Jesus, listening to what he has to say. Martha goes to Jesus, says, Jesus, tell my sister to help me. And Jesus says to her, Martha, oh Martha, you are worried and anxious about many things. Mary has chosen the better part. Our sympathy is with Martha. It may seem that Jesus was unfair to her, but the Gospels do place a lot of attention on actions, as we've seen in healings and feeding the poor and curing the sick. Here, Jesus praises not the doer, but the one who sits and listens. It wasn't that Jesus doesn't appreciate what Martha was doing. He wasn't scolding her. He is concerned for her. Jesus was making a point for the benefit for people like Martha. She was too busy to sit with Jesus. Her duties became a slave, an obstacle for her well-being. In the 21st century, our daily lives are filled with chores and duties. And there are two categories, the urgent and the essential. The urgent is, you know, the many things we do throughout the course of the day. And very often, we don't get to the essential. And when we do get to the essential, if we get to it all, it is done rather hurriedly, sloppily, or poorly. How can we tell what our priorities are? The best way to recognize this is to reflect on our own behavior. What gets our most attention and energy? These are our priorities. Sometimes it takes an emergency or tragedy to put things into perspective. What is essential is what is important. What is urgent can either be put off or not being given any attention at all. A friend of mine, a friar, who was a mentor in my early religious life, was diagnosed with cancer last year. And he did die from that disease. But as he was dying, Brother John Patrick did say to me that much of our daily life is trivial and insignificant. Mary got her priorities right. She dropped everything and listened to Jesus. Many of us identify with Mary. Things need to get done. We need to know. We need to take a look at social media. Sometimes we get so involved with our social media that leads to addictions. And this is not good or healthy. We are short of time when we are always taking care of the things that are urgent. This is about placing urgencies away so that we devote our time for ourselves to be with the Lord. That is what is essential. Now, we're not all called to be priests, brothers, sisters, monks, or nuns. But that contemplation is prayer, and it is the fruit of that prayer which ignites the action that needs to be taken care of. If we spend time with God in silence, our lives would be calmer, less driven by anxiety, fear, and worry. Everything would benefit in one's life, whether it be the spiritual life, relationships, or our morality. Action and contemplation are not to be contrasted. They are two necessary things. However, there has to be a balance. And for this rest of this liturgy, let's pray that we do find that balance, figuring out what is more essential, what needs to be taken care of. We do come here every Sunday to worship and praise God as one voice and as one community. But it's also during the course of the week that one is to find time to be with the Lord, time to feel loved and cared for, and to find the energy to face whatever comes this way. So let us be grateful for what God has blessed us with, but continue to seek the God who loves us more than we could ever imagine.